No Simple Road is stoked to have Sunset Lake CBD back with us as our sponsor. Sunset Lake is the real deal. If you've looked around trying to find CBD and it just didn't do what it was supposed to do, this is the place you need to go. They've got every kind of product you can imagine, including CBD tinctures with sleep gummies that are great for getting to bed, CBD gummy bears and reishi-infused chews that can help bring you a little bit of calm in a stressful day. They've got salve, they've got smokable hemp flower that's great for folks like me that don't want to get stoned and paranoid but want to have the benefits of cannabis. Well, now you got it. And they even carry CBD products for your pets, man. I'm saying this is Darwin-approved stuff. Go over to sunsetlakecbd.com and check out the full range of what they have. This is Vermont-grown right to your door, and they're giving you 20% off. So put in the promo code NSR20 when you're checking out. You're going to get 20% off your whole order, and I know you're going to love it. They even have subscription options open for you, so you don't forget to get your medicine. Go check out Sunset Lake CBD, everybody.
Hey everyone, Chris Pandolfi from the infamous String Dusters here to let you know that my podcast, Inside the Musician's Brain, is back on the airwaves for season four, which means it's time once again to get deep with influential musicians from all across the musical landscape to really understand and translate the lessons of success, failure, inspiration, and hard work that are behind the music and the artists that we love. My guests this season include Rachel Price from Lake Street Dive, Sam Bush, Chris Wood, Chris Funk from The Decemberists, Lindsay Liu, MC Taylor from His Golden Messenger, and more. Check us out, and thanks for listening.
We're so excited to tell you a bit about today's sponsor, Music Masters Collective. They are a nonprofit organization that produces unique music events, providing opportunities for fans and artists to meet and collaborate in an inspired and creative atmosphere.
Music Masters Collective events give you the opportunity to learn from world-class musicians like Otil Burbridge, Steve Earle, Richard Thompson, former members of the band, the Milk Carton Kids, Nikki Glaspie, the Fab Four, and Sean Colvin, and so many more.
At an event like the Milk Carton Kids Sad Song Summer Camp happening this July, you can expect immersive classes, evenings of entertainment, excellent food, and a space for a lucky group of folks to learn, co-write, workshop, and perform with like-minded peers, all with the guidance of Kenneth Pattingale, Joey Ryan, and some of their favorite songwriters. This all-inclusive week in the Catskill Mountains of upstate New York is guaranteed to be magical. Scholarships are available and spots are extremely limited, so visit www.sadsongsummercamp.com/simple to learn more. That's www.sadsongsummercamp.com/simple. Check it out.
No Simple Road.
Hey now, heads talking, No Simple Road family, what's up? How you guys doing out there? This is Aaron and Darwin. Apple and Mel are not here with me right now. Hang on, let me get settled. There we go. All right. Yeah, it's just me and Darwin right now. Apple and Mel are at work. It is Friday morning at about 8:50, and I wanted to pop in and say hi to you guys because I missed you, man. You know, it's a weird thing with No Simple Road and the family. Like, when we don't talk to you guys for a little while, it's weird. And at least for me, it makes me feel like I miss you guys. And so I wanted to pop in and say hi and let you know what's going on. I know that Fridays have come to kind of be the day that we release shows over the pandemic. Since all this started, I've tried to release on Fridays. It hasn't always happened. Sometimes I released on Wednesdays, other times Tuesdays. It just never really worked out, but I always shoot for Friday, and I didn't want to leave you hanging this week with no episode. I want to tell you what's going on. This weekend is my birthday, and our little family is getting together to have a little celebration, have a little sacramental moment of reflection and fun and dancing and hanging out on the porch with the fire pit and just blowing off some steam, man. I know that you guys out there need it, and we need it too. And so that's what's happening. We didn't have a intro prepared for this weekend yet, because we like to wait and do them so that it's, you know, timely for you guys. We're not talking about shit that happened 6 months ago or a month ago or whatever. We're talking about what's going on right now with us. And so Mel and I went to California last weekend to visit Sydney and Adam and the baby and hang out. And when we got back this week, super busy and haven't had a chance to record anything. So I wanted to come on and just let you know what was going on. You know, like when I feel like when we don't show up on a Friday, that it's like your friend calling you and being like, hey, man, I'll see you on Friday. And then Friday rolls around and you're calling your friend and they don't show up and they just never call you and let you know what's going on. And so I didn't want to do that to you guys because I think that's messed up. But also, I wanted to tell you about what we got getting ready to come up for you guys. We have some really amazing conversations coming. We've got Wooden Wire coming. We've got Digging Dirt. And if you don't know who they are already, do yourself a favor. Go on whatever music streaming platform you listen to music on and type in Digging Dirt with DiggindDirt. And get ready to be funkified, because these guys are super fucking groovy and you will dig it. So yeah, we got them. We have Dwayne Betts. We have Bill Nershey coming. We have Matt Butler coming. Just all these amazing artists that we've had a chance to speak with, that we've got recorded but no intros for, that are coming up in the next few weeks for you guys. And yeah, I'm super excited. I think, they're all really great, but there was a moment in the Nershey interview that actually I think will inform the rest of the time that I do No Simple Road. He made me see this thing that we do in a completely new light and altered the way that I'm approaching it and how I think about it and how I feel about it. And that's a big deal, man. Like, it's a trip when you talk to people that, like, that you appreciate, that you have looked up to, that you have gone to their shows and opened yourself up in a psychedelic way or in a non-psychedelic way and experienced that communal mind with them. And then when you get a chance to talk to them and you realize, oh, these are just regular people, but you respect them because of nothing more than the work that they've put in to get where they are. I see that in a very respectful way. Like, wow, man, you have really cared about this thing, and it's meant as much to you as it means to me for you to hone your craft and get better at it and be the best you can be at it. So when you get advice, when I get advice from people like that, or compliment, or words of wisdom, that stuff gets taken to heart. The same way that when you're at a show and the jam peaks, you take it to heart. It hits that same kind of a way. And so in that interview, he really did alter the way that I see the show and what we do and where it's going. And you know what, man? It's a reflective time for me. Like I said, it's my birthday's on Sunday, and I'm turning 49. And it's the last year in my 40s. for me, I've come so far, man, in life, and it's very introspective for me this year. My 20s and 30s, I was a shithead. I don't know how else to say it, man. Like, I was DMing with a listener on Instagram last week, Eli Paul Matthews. What's up, Eli? And he DM'd and asked what my first show was and what my favorite Grateful Dead show was, because he wanted to listen to him. So I DM'd back and I was like, yeah, my first show was February 10th, 1989. And I think my favorite Grateful Dead show was from the year that I was on tour. It was 91, I think, in Orlando. And that show blew my mind in a completely different way, because I had been on tour, and at the end of the show, they played Broke Down Palace and the whole crowd was singing, and it was just a really magical moment of family and like understanding for me. So that was my favorite. But I was also like, well, String Cheese from Cuthbert last year, and also my first Fish show at the Gorge, those are also my favorites. But anyway, point being, I gave him that first show date, and then I found that Orlando date, and I listened to the Broke Down Palace, and it really brought me back to the moment, and it made me sad. And it made me feel really weird. Like, and I told him that. I was like, it's hard for me to listen to these shows now, because I think about the kid that was in that moment, and I can feel what it feels like to be him. I could totally feel myself standing on the concourse inside the Orlando Arena as Broke Down Palace is washing over everybody, and I had my arms around my friends and we were all singing along. And I think about where that kid went after that and what he did. And I told Eli, I was like, I want to go tell that kid that he's talented and that he's necessary and that he can do anything, and not to waste his time. And it made me sad. And then he shot back and he was like, I'm not, going to give you a bunch of empty platitudes, but, I'm paraphrasing here. If everything that happened between then and now hadn't occurred, you wouldn't be who you are. You wouldn't be able to have the level of compassion that you have, and thus and so. And he's absolutely right. But the fact remains that I still feel the feeling of wasted time and wasted talent, and coming to terms with that. And so, like I said, being the last year of my 40s, I'm seeing life in a completely different way, especially in the situation that we're all in right now. It's a microscope for all the little things that you didn't have time to pay attention to when you were running around being busy. And so it's a great time to take a look at those dusty corners. Mel has been really into like feng shuiing the cabinets in the house and the forgotten spaces where the dust collects and the hairball has lived for the last 3 years. She's cleaning out those spaces, and it's freeing up that energy in the house. And so I think some of that has definitely poured into my head. And so that's why we don't have an intro for you guys this week. I know that's really freaking long-winded, man. But I guess the point of having a podcast is to be long-winded. And so that's what I'm doing, I think it would be a disservice to you guys if we got on the air every week and we were like, hey, here's Keller Williams, right on. And then that was that. So that's not why you tune in. But anyway, point being, birthday times are a really fun occasion for us traditionally. It's It's been a time of celebration. I know a lot of people don't dig their birthday. And I know a few people that are like, I don't even want you to mention it. I don't even want to talk about it. Just let it pass. It's just another day. But if you think about, and I get it, I get that perspective. I understand it. But if you think about what a birthday really is, it's the day that you incarnated onto the planet in a physical form, consciously. You were no longer inside the womb. You came out into the open air. The sun hit you for the first time. The moon hit you for the first time. You were inexplicably linked to the energy flow of the planet on your own, apart from your mom. And your light started to shine. And so it's auspicious, regardless of if you want to pay attention to it or not. It's still, the fact remains that that is an auspicious occasion. There is nobody on the planet that is you, period. There may be people that have qualities that are like you, similarities, but there is only one you. And that one you has your specific talents, your specific creativity, your specific knowledge, perspective, all that is unique to you. And none of that would be possible without your birthday. So it's important, man. Don't shit on it. I mean, you could shit on it if you want. That's cool. But I say don't. Enjoy it. Embrace it. Celebrate it. Have fun with it. Get with your family if those are the people that you want to be around, or your friends, or if your friends are your family, get with them. Celebrate coming into being and learning and growing and being who you are and how you affect other people, man. We really don't know the power and the effect that we have on other people with our words and actions, man. We just don't. And I'm just talking about the good stuff right now. We really do affect other people, and it's important to remember that and to celebrate it and to remember that you are important to the people around you and that it's rad that you're here, man. So that's what we're doing this weekend. We're taking a minute to celebrate and have some fun and blow off some steam and get out of our heads a little bit, listen to music, dance, cook, have fun, light a fire, be in the air. I mean, all that stuff is so necessary right now, man. With all the crap that's going on with added lockdowns and blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm going to tell you what, man. It's more important than ever to blow off steam when you feel that steam building up, you guys. It's really necessary. So that's it. That's all I have. So stay tuned for episodes, like I said, that are coming out. I think this week is going to be Keller Williams, and it should come out on Sunday or Monday. And so stay tuned for that. We will probably record some of the insanity that's going on tonight and throw that in there for you so you can come along to the birthday party. And yeah, man, that's it. I love you guys, and we will see you in a couple days with a big, beautiful, full episode full of fun and frivolity and more alliteration. And I love you. We'll see you soon. Take care of each other. Smile at a stranger. Hydrate. And safety third. We love you. Peace.
Bring the birth of melody, a new border. So persistent, so resistant, so consistent, so We've traveled this road before, so we may think, but it's a tad bit of strange similarities that feed an A equal A complex. The fears of your past do not equal the perplexities of the current road.
Listeners, I want to tell you about the April-May 2023 issue of Relics magazine. It features a Dave Matthews Band cover story with additional articles and interviews with The National, Graham Nash, Wayne Shorter, ALO, Ivan Neville, our friend Eric Krasno and Stanton Moore, Marty Stewart, and much more. Check out the latest version of Relics and subscribe now at relics.com/DMB. Thanks, Relics.
The number you have reached is 100.7 WMMS.
It wasn't just a radio station, it was a lifestyle.
Cleveland is a rock and roll city for sure.
I do like chocolate.
Get down!
The Wrath of the Buzzard. WMMS. Cleveland.
The rise and fall of one of the most iconic radio stations in America. Profiles. The Wrath of the Buzzard. PROH Files. Subscribe now wherever you get podcasts.